Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that?
I can't even remember.
Yeah, you do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came, and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
I got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? My dad would say something like, have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with something, you know. I know my way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.
Better than all the rest, everybody. Welcome to the Football Ramble Preview Show, sponsored by Betfair. Manchester United join Newcastle United in the Champions League. It's Friday, 26th of May. I'm Marcus Speller.
I'm Jim Campbell.
I'm Andy Russell.
And I'm Pete Donaldson.
Everybody, it's Friday. We've made it here together.
We have.
We're back again.
Once more into the Barclays.
One final time.
One final push, everybody. And then more football continues.
Yes.
But not Premier League football.
Yeah, I was
and
like,
there's a couple of England games.
I was like,
it never ends.
Didn't we used to have time off?
No. I know what you mean. I think it was a thing of the past.
Yeah.
Then. I think there was about.
We used to have like a month and a half, didn't we?
Yes. Are you thinking of the 6 weeks holidays? And it's hard to tell.
Now there's like a 4 day window where I think travel companies are cottoning on anybody who's involved in football. It's like you can charge them there. I would use the word holiday, but of course, they're mini retirements.
Yeah, mini retirements.
If anybody saw what Gary Neville was tossing on
wanging
about.
Wanging on about, yeah.
The man doesn't have holidays, Andy. Has mini retirements. Mm. Constantly coming out of retirement. Hey, he's like Roy Hodgson.
Or Paul Scholes. Maybe that's where he got it from.
Yeah, although Hodgson's only done it once, to be fair.
I'm having a mini sleep. Are you blinking? I'm having a mini sleep. I'm having a mini sleep.
That was Danger Mouse's thing, wasn't it?
What?
He had a micro nap every time he closed his eyes.
Did he?
Because you know when you think Jack Bauer in 24?
Never like, sleeps.
Never goes to sleep.
Bollocks, does he never sleep? Hey, he's having a micro nap.
Exactly.
That's how you game it. That's what you do. Well, speaking of Gary Neville, he'll be delighted that Manchester United are in the Champions League next season. They hammered Chelsea 4-1. And they secure Champions League football for next season. So, yes, they're in the pots, Jim.
They are.
They're in those dreaded pots. Liverpool. Good news, Liverpool. Guaranteed fifth. That's the takeaway.
Yeah, Mo Salah was celebrating on Twitter.
Pick, is it? Yeah.
He sounded really sad, Mo Salah, didn't he?
With a black and white photo of himself.
Yes.
Was that a nod to Newcastle?
Yeah, probably.
You know, credit where credit's due.
I think in the 80s they would have called it Come and Get Me, Please.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
Quite possibly. Incredible. I mean, I thought that we all thought Liverpool were going to do it because they suddenly went on that surge and we remembered from a few years ago. But no, Manchester United held their nerve.
They did.
And luckily for them, they were playing Frank Lampard's Chelsea.
Oh, Mudrick's bloody Chelsea. Jesus Christ, that miss at the start. What was he thinking?
I think he got inside his own head.
Yeah.
I think that's
he looked down genuinely and thought, it with Mudrick, isn't it? He is really, really in his own head at the moment. Hmm. And this whole thing has been such a... For everybody at Chelsea, this season is mad, isn't it?
It is.
Like, it's gone way beyond them sort of like... being underwhelming or there being problems at the club. It's just like everyone's just completely checked out. No one knows what to do.
I've never
seen anything like it.
Because he's newly arrived, he's the most obvious one to project victim of the environment on really, isn't it? I mean, he just looked like someone who hadn't really played.
Yeah.
Not that sharp.
He's not got many appearances under his belt in his career.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it was a very young Chelsea side. It might have been their youngest one ever in the Premier League.
That's what Frank does.
That's what Frankie Boy does.
So that if by some chance, freak chance, they come good in a couple of seasons' time, Frank gave him the chance.
I did that.
Frank put him in.
I did that, baby. I did enjoy Joao Felix scoring a lovely goal. I think he was a bit like, hang on, I've got to get a bit of credit. I want people to remember that I'm, you know. And I tell you what, if he likes West London, which a lot of people do, Andy, hence the prices, okay, Why not join a club who are a top half Premier League side in West London? Come and join Fulham.
Yeah.
Why not?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
You'd have a nice time, would you?
I'd have them all.
Over Mitro?
No, it's different positions.
Okay.
Feeding that goal hungry beauty.
Feeding the monster.
Cut off the Mauro Icardi tap.
Icardi's not, it's not happening.
We've not even started.
Come on, Marcus.
Mauro Icardi.
The Icardi's in West London.
I've made some podcast artwork for our special show.
Anyway, Chelsea, you're right. It's. I mean, to think I was concerned they were going to finish higher than Fulham. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's so piss poor. Do you think that Lampard, I mean, in retrospect, I understand why he's gone there, club he loves, blah, 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 et cetera, et cetera. But actually, I think it's a bad move.
It's absolutely torpedoed his reputation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And perhaps unfairly, I don't think his reputation was particularly massive after getting the sack from Everton. But this is like, you see it, his body language, the stuff he's coming out with in interviews.
There's not really any leadership there or really any accountability there because this season's been a write-off for such a long time. It's hard to feel like anyone's even to blame other than Todd Boehly. Really, the people at the top thinking they can sort of disrupt everything and try... Well,
they appointed Frank Lampard. Let's be clear on that.
Well, I mean, Potter, you can understand the thinking behind that and it didn't work out. And as you say, then it's almost as if they thought, right, well, the season's arrived. Let's just get in old lamps because maybe the fans will be slightly appeased. Pochettino is coming in, though, Andy, which is, for a lot of people, that is a great move by Chelsea. That's a great appointment. Some people thinking, right, he'll come in and he'll get them cracking. He'll have a summer to work with them, all that kind of stuff. How do you see it going?
A lot of people think that, don't they?
Yeah.
I think they've got an enormously long way to come. And I think if you bear in mind, Pochettino didn't qualify Spurs the Champions League in the first season. And I think he is starting from a lower point in terms of morale and everything else.
But he's more experienced now, though.
Yeah, that is true, but not with that kind of job. Mm. You know, it's been a long time since he's been in that sort of Spurs, building Spurs job.
I mean, he got Spurs to a Champions League final, lest we forget.
He did. But I think the thing
is,
Spurs.
Oh, I remember.
Tottenham
mate.
Hotspur.
I remember.
Okay.
And how long could they enjoy that for? About 2 minutes, wasn't it? About 2 minutes, that was fun.
But the thing is, for Spurs to...
I'm just trying to remind everybody that the man, you know, difficult situations and clubs that can be a little bit tricky and so on.
But he had time to build them towards that.
Right. Yeah.
And what he has to do first is get Chelsea in the Champions League.
Yeah.
Succeeding in the Champions League, which is a cup competition, you could argue is slightly easier than getting from the point that Chelsea are to getting in the Champions League
and also,
in the first place.
Squad building is one thing, but like squad whittling when there's like a maniac telling you that he knows how to do it better behind you is probably going to be quite difficult.
Well, a lot of Premier League players are very unsellable as well, aren't they?
Mm. Yeah.
Because they're on massive wages. It's really
but
difficult.
But it will
really
improve under Pochettino, surely.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it improve, but by how much and how quickly?
Yeah, well...
The demand is going to be more reasonable than... the reality would suggest.
Yeah. Well, only Wolves, Everton and Southampton have scored fewer goals than Chelsea this season. And I think did Joao Felix take them one ahead of Erling Haaland? That goal, I think, something like that. It is piss poor. But what about Manchester United? I mean, the 4-1 suggests that they were brilliant last night. I mean, Chelsea did miss a few chances. So again, that could have, wouldn't change the vibe of the season, but it perhaps would have changed the complexity of the game. But Manchester United, 4-1 winners. Old job. Casemiro among the goals again. They're in the Champions League at the start of the season. Blah, 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 blah. You know, a League Cup win and a Champions League position, they would have snapped your hand off of that.
Yeah, it's really interesting to me as well that you've not mentioned the FA Cup final because everyone's assuming City are going to beat them and that's not necessarily going
to
happen.
I was getting to that, Jim.
I see, sorry.
And, of course, them,
don't give him the satisfaction, Marcus.
If you'd have offered them a guaranteed silver medal, pass in the bag, all right? But, I mean, they will go into, I mean, we'll do the final preview, of course, at the right time, but you've got to say it's a good season for Manchester United.
Yeah, I think so.
It is. I think
30th goal for Marcus Rashford last night of the season.
It's pretty good.
Quietly had a brilliant season. I mean, not, you know, if you're a Man United fan, you've probably not been that quiet about it. But
I think he's having an
exceptional season that people maybe aren't making enough of, in my view.
Yeah, possibly. And, I think and World Cup goals as well.
The setbacks have just been so stark. That they have provided regular reminders of we are not here yet.
Yeah.
And even in this, I mean, you say, like, Marcus, 4-1 is terrific on paper. And in the bits that they were good, you're like, they could beat Chelsea 6 or 7 in this game. Mm-hmm. But they were really slack, I thought.
They were handed a couple of goals, let's be honest.
Yeah, as well.
Yeah, I mean, I
it's good because they got the
possession as well. They barely had the ball, really.
Yeah. I mean, they were a bit slack, and I'm really hoping they are all... completely. Well, it won't be on the beach because of the FA Cup final, but because of that, you know, basically I want Mitrovic to get his
20th goal of the season.
Revenge.
Yeah,
wouldn't
too.
Really be revengeful. There's technically nothing to play for.
But I guess that's it. From an Erik ten Hag perspective, this is kind of perfect because you get the result you need.
Yes.
You get the satisfaction of beating a rival that is still considered a rival of substance.
It's always pleasing to beat.
This is always the danger for big clubs in a bit of a spiral, isn't it? That you're still a massive scalp. So every loss feels like a bigger disaster than it might be in the actual reality of your season.
That's true. But I was going to say, on top of that, of getting all that good stuff, there's still plenty of reminders of you're not there yet. And there's plenty of work still to do. So he's got everything he wants.
Where does Frank Lampard go now, Peter? That's the big question.
Well, it's hard to sort of
see. Abroad, go abroad.
Well, you know it would be an absolute disaster, wouldn't it? You just know it would be. He'd choose somewhere in Spain, like a third tier La Liga.
He's not going
third tier La Liga.
As in
third tier La Liga side. Like
I mean?
Like, as in, you know, that kind of thing.
Oh, I see.
I'm thinking directly to the Greek Super League.
Yes. Nice.
Bit of island life.
You're basically thinking he needs a holiday.
Glory days in Ireland.
Yeah. He needs a mini retirement.
Would Gary Neville classify that as a mini retirirement? Working, but sort of, I don't know. Do you know what?
Property development. Go into property development.
Good idea.
Sketches. Get the Sketches promotion.
John Terry wants to be a manager.
Right.
Co-managers. Right?
I thought you were going to say, stop that. Stop that from happening.
I tell you, all joking aside, when the job comes up, and it's a disgrace that it hasn't already come up, into Miami. That is Frank Lampard written all over it.
Yes, yeah, correct.
I actually fancy old Frank to manage like England at age level, like under 21s or something like that. He would probably think...
The thing is, though, that even that seems like a terrible idea now.
I don't want him to do that.
No.
I don't want him to go anywhere.
I want him in charge of them. We need them.
If I bumped into Frank Lampard in the street and he was looking upset and I said, Frank, what, have you thought about England under 21s? Do you think he would think that was a bit of a piss take?
Probably, yeah. Do you reckon? I think he's got a real sort of idea that he is a Premier League manager, despite indication. Every indication to the contrary.
Where would you accept him? Sunderland?
Yeah, I mean, that would be funny, wouldn't it? That would be funny.
Right, let's turn our attention to the bottom of the Premier League. It's Survival Sunday. And as always with the Premier League, the relegation battle is always the most intriguing, really. Yeah. I know we've had a couple of close-run titles with Liverpool and Man City, but really, you know, other than the game the other year when Man City beat Aston Villa, it's often the relegation battle is the most exciting. Because Arsenal buggered it all up, Jim. This is all we've got, really.
Sorry, mate.
Yeah. Leeds are playing Tottenham Hotspur, of course. Now, Spurs are... would you call it a fight for the Europa Conference League? You know, the battle? Or, I don't know, the card game for the Europa Conference League?
Well, it's hard to tell what the manager wants because they don't have one.
Yeah, that's true.
Sort of really difficult remit for Ryan Mason, isn't it? Should I go for this or not?
If a tree falls in the woods and all that.
Yeah. Do you fancy a trip to, I don't know, Serbia and Poland and Sweden, maybe, something like that?
What do I do here, Daniel?
The thing is...
You've got to go out to win, Andy. You've got to go out to win.
I agree, because from a distance, I would say Spurs have not won enough in the last 20 years for them to be sniffy about the possibility of
Andy,
winning...
Spurs have not won enough.
...of winning the Europa Conference League.
Look at West Ham's having a load of fun.
Exactly.
In a competition that they shouldn't be in because they're just a bit too overpowered.
Exactly. It's felt almost impossible for them to not win it, hasn't it, for quite a lot of it.
Come on.
But I put this to a couple of Spurs fans this week. None of them wanted to be in the Conference League. And if I may quote a Spurs fan, I can't reveal which Spurs fan, but let's just call her Mate Kayson.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
She said, "We never win anything. The only possibility is us getting in the Conference League and getting knocked out of it, which would be awful."
Yeah, that's true.
I guess that's where Spurs heads are at. Well, look, Spurs fans' heads are at.
I think it's a shame because look at Roma now under Jose Mourinho. They won the Conference League. They've worked their way up the Europa League. He's doing it the right way.
Are you saying Jose should go back there?
I'm trying to weave our way into what Jose Mourinho said about Spurs this week.
Letter to Spurs.
He loves it, doesn't he? Jose Mourinho said this week, "The only club I don't have a feeling with is Tottenham, maybe because Mr. Levy didn't let me win the final." And this is of all the clubs, he's talking about all his clubs that he's managed, and he was the only one I don't feel any kind of connection with is Tottenham.
And the context of this is that aside from Porto, every position he's left has been really acrimonious. Like it's always been a massive falling out.
Inter and Porto was real. But that was still, a real glory.
Like, it's not like he doesn't hate a lot of his ex-clubs.
No, I know what you mean. It's a funny old situation. But Spurs, yes, they do have something to play for. But Leeds have got a lot more to play for, you would say. And Leeds need to beat Spurs and hope Everton and Leicester don't win to have any chance of survival.
Yeah, they've got the toughest brief on Sunday some distance.
They do, yeah. So if Everton draw, Leeds would need to beat Spurs by 3 goals to stay up. To be fair, he wouldn't put it past Allardyce's side, boshing them on the last day. But Leeds could be going into this without Patrick Bamford, who's injured. And it's touch and go whether Rodrigo will start. Yeah. So
the thing I find really interesting about this is the whole talk ahead of this game. It's like, Leeds don't have a fit striker, while record signing Jorginho Rutter is just sat there available, going like, "I'm a striker.
Yeah,
like, I'm like your most expensive player ever." It seems like Sam doesn't consider me a footballer, though. So,
Is it going to be like that David James, John Macken thing, where Meslier may not be trusted to catch a cross, but he is like given the job of scoring the goal that will keep them in the division?
Andy, it wouldn't shock me if he brought, talking of retirement, Kevin Davis is only 46. Get him in there. Get him. I would imagine he's a free agent. But the Leeds players are said to have really enjoyed working under Big Sam, which is, again, doesn't surprise us because that's what a lot of players say. And I suppose he will give them a very simple brief And they're still in it. I mean, you know, that point against Newcastle, even though they could have had all three, missed penalty, da-da-da-da-da. But without that point, you know, they would be pretty much down now.
Yeah.
And so it was an unlikely result, considering how good Newcastle have been this season. Mm. So, you know, I'm sort of feeding off scraps here for Leeds, but they're still alive. Well, it would be a great escape, though, if they managed it.
I think it would be a miraculous escape. I'm not sure it would be a great escape.
Okay, big word,
I mean, because if you look at all these three teams, you're trying to get out of it, they're just so terrible. They all deserve to be relegated.
There's a sense that if this season went on for another 2 or 3 months, at the end of that time, these dickheads would still be rolling around in quicksand. You know?
But yes, so Leeds all to play for. They have to go and win the game. In fact, and really, you would imagine them going to try and win that big. Which would, I think it could be a mad old game at Ellen Road.
Yeah, because again, to this one.
Yeah, because it, with Spurs, Peter, they could lose 4 or 5, as we've seen them do on the final day of the season,
correct,
of course.
But, and also, if you look at the way Leeds started against West Ham, they were really bright.
Yes.
Clearly, this is the plan, isn't it? It's just go out and kind of blitz it. They couldn't quite sustain it. Obviously, West Ham, home advantage. West Ham have woken up as well, and they look a much better team than they have for a lot of the season.
Indeed.
Whereas, as you say, Spurs are a little bit listless. And the stakes are so much higher now.
Yeah. Well, Harry Kane will score his goal.
Yeah,
so Leeds have got to factor that in as well, of course. Talking of West Ham, they're away to Leicester City. Leicester need to win and hope Everton don't win in order to start, which is why that point at St James's Park was not a wasted point. As I said on Monday on the Reacts, it increases their chances by, what, 10, 15%? I think, who was it? Was it maybe Opta or somebody was sort of working this out? So, I mean, it could all be, you know, in vain, of course. It's all about, you know, what Everton will do. But Andy, you know, Leicester will be going for that win. And West Ham, of course, have got that Conference League final and are already safe. So,
do any of you guys think Leicester are actually good enough to win this game? Because I am not convinced.
Yeah.
The idea as well, going back to that they had this master plan to keep Newcastle at arm's length on Monday and then just nick a goal at the end.
No, I think it was a plan. I don't think it was a master plan.
They were lucky.
Of course they were.
They were so lucky.
Absolutely, Andy. But
honestly, if they played that game another 100 times.
Yeah, but they didn't though, Andy. I know. I totally get what you're saying. It reminded me
of that robbery where I think Newcastle played Spurs and just absolutely did them. And Spurs had so many chances and they just did not take them. I think
was that a Steve Bruce joint?
I think it might have been. Yeah.
Was that away? That was in Spurs. Was
I
it one all?
So, yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Awful.
When all said and done, they got that point. And that point again after Sunday, we will know whether that was crucial or not.
Yeah, that's true.
And of course, you know, when hindsight will tell, and everyone will say, well, my goodness, you know, rode their luck, da-da-da-da, but you've got to do what you can.
I realise that, look, the result is more important than the performance or anything like that. But I'm thinking, if you're trying to find a way to win this game, the fact that I can understand the team that Dean Smith picked, the idea is, Newcastle, the idea is we'll keep it tight and then later we'll bring on the guys to win the game because Newcastle are looking a bit knackered. They look exhausted at the end of the Brighton game. And I think you can tell that from the way they started the Leicester game and the way they finished the Leicester game. So it's a sound plan.
Yeah.
But I just don't reckon the players are at the point at the moment where they can execute it. Mm. Like Maddison came on and did like really next to nothing.
Yeah.
Jamie Vardy, if you're defending and then just playing the ball over the top, that works with Jamie Vardy a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
It doesn't anymore.
This is a totally different game, I'm sad to say. They've got to be much more front foot, of course, in this game. But the brief is clear.
You've got to be able to involve your attacking players. And they've got good attacking players.
Oh, but you're
sat there on the bench doing absolutely nothing.
That's the point of the plan, though. I think that's why he put them on the bench, is because he wanted to defend and try and get something. Surely Maddison will start. Surely Barnes will start, barring any injury.
But if they're front foot, they're not defensively good enough to keep West Ham out. So.
Yeah, but West Ham, they're hoping that West Ham will be fixed elsewhere.
That West Ham will possibly rest some players.
Well, exactly. Of all the teams you want to play, I understand that Bournemouth are safe, but West Ham, not only are they safe, they have a huge game coming up. So really,
but
of all the teams...
Wednesday, in a week and a half.
Yeah. True.
And also, it's the last chance as a sort of dress rehearsal for that, isn't it?
Yeah, maybe. Well, I mean, it's been 7 years since Leicester won the Premier League. It seems an awfully long time ago now. They'd be the second side to be relegated from the division after winning it, following, of course, Blackburn Rovers.
Mm.
Yeah. Intriguing.
Yeah, it's it will be a difficult one for them as well, for a lot of reasons, obviously. But, you know, we know James Maddison will probably move on. Youri Tielemans is out of contract. Siontu's moving on. Harvey Barnes has scored 12 goals this season. Mm. I think he is a sort of under the radar kind of, you know, really good signing for someone if Leicester go down. So it's
they might
be down for a while.
I think the way he plays, often getting on the end of that ball between fullback and centre half,
is brilliant.
Pep Guardiola's type of player, Andy.
Well, yeah,
he is, isn't he?
Has he grabbed him around the chops yet, though?
I don't know. It's a type of player who Pep Guardiola would go on about how wonderful he is.
Are you talking about Locum Grealish?
A little bit.
Mm.
Like that, like what you've done there. Yes, all to play. And so you're saying moving on, Jamie Vardy moved to southern Spain? Ibiza? Someone like that.
Spanish third tier?
Quite possibly, yeah. West Ham do have that Europa Conference League final, of course, coming up. And good news is that Knowlesy, the West Ham fan, who of course went viral for fighting off those AZ Alkmaar fans during last week's Europa Conference League semi-final, has been given a free ticket to the final by the club. Now, for those who didn't see this, obviously those horrible scenes at the end of that game, you had AZ fans trying to go into where the West Ham sort of friends and families of the players were.
And then a hero emerged.
Yes, a sort of rotund hero stood where the staircase was leading up to them. And, I mean, it was sort of Gerard Butler 300-esque.
Very much so.
You know, equally as attractive. But apparently, though, people on Twitter have noticed that the bloke who's in the viral video, who was fighting off the fans, everyone thinks of this guy called Knowlesy. Apparently it's a different West Ham fan.
Fake Knowlesy.
It looks like Knowlesy has done some fighting. I mean, it's a strange thing for West Ham to be doing, isn't it? Handing out tickets for the best battler. The best fighter in the fucking stadium. Well, it's very strange.
It's the culture at the club.
It's the culture at the club. Wait,
is it not just a logical conclusion, Pete, of there being so few tickets available?
Yeah.
They have to provide some sort of X factor element to it.
I mean, I suppose. So they're basically saying this guy was acting almost like a security guard, which he kind of was, I suppose. Yeah. You know, so I think to say
West Ham, Kevin Costner.
Yes. Exactly. Well, because Newcastle have got that bloke who, with Eddie Howe.
Yeah, that big unit.
Is he an Ellen Road guy? Or is he a Newcastle United guy?
Yeah, I thought you were talking about Timber as well. He's not that big.
No.
Have you seen the little figurine that someone's made? A little sort of like wrestler's.
What, of Knowlesy?
Yeah, of Knowlesy. Oh, someone's made a little figurine.
Well, like a Funko Pop.
Yeah, well, like more like a wrestling figure.
Right.
With black eye and torn shirt and
oh, my
all
goodness.
That.
Yeah, but, wow. But apparently it's another fan.
Yeah.
So he's a true hero.
Oh, they're going to have. You know how they're going to solve this.
No, I don't think they are. I think this fan.
There can be only one.
Yeah. Or is Knowlesy like the Phantom?
Maybe.
Yeah. Maybe there was a previous Knowlesy. There's another guy who's now Knowlesy. A younger, very slightly younger. Fan. I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. Well, we will see somebody Knowlesy or representing Knowlesy at the final.
Mm. If we may stay on West Ham for a little while, a guy called Connor Andrews got in touch with me, tweeted me and said, I thought you'd like to know that Schalke's Ralph Farman could be relegated for the second time in 3 years this weekend. Why am I telling you this? Because of his name in English, which translates literally to Ralph Ferryman.
No
Ferryman.
Way.
Yeah. Nice.
So obviously the Ferryman is taking charge of West Ham and they could relegate Leicester.
I'm not
the Ferryman must be paid one way or another.
True. I think Leicester have relegated Leicester though. I think
I'm not saying that Ralph Ferryman is a harbinger of doom or anything like that. But remember, he did play half a season on loan at Norwich.
Well, they were. Wow. Oh dear.
They did not stay in the Premier League that season.
Wow. And which season did they?
God, the Ferryman's got a true rival here. Yeah. Or maybe there's one in every league.
In every country.
Sticks.
Maybe Spain need one. That's Sticks why Frank Lampard's going to go there. Everton, of course, playing Bournemouth. Win would guarantee survival for the Toffee men.
I think that's the most likely scenario, right? I mean, I've been saying this for a while, but I think all three of these teams are going to win. And that will mean Everton will stay up.
I don't think Bournemouth are going to go there for a picnic. And I don't trust Everton to win a football match.
It's just that, but it's the stakes of it being so high and Everton having, you know, hung in there so many times before. And Sean Dyche as well. They've got a lot going for them in this scenario.
Also,
33 goals scored this season.
Also, they might only need one.
It's not that I think that, okay, Bournemouth have only scored 37, but I mean, Bournemouth have been, you know, a bit better than
there's going to be players carrying the ball with their teeth if they have to.
True enough. I mean, Bournemouth have lost the last three, so they're not in particularly great shakes, and they are already up.
And you said that Bournemouth aren't going there for a picnic, but I'm pretty sure that his press conference this week, Gary O'Neill was handing out Colin the Caterpillars to
was he?
Journalists.
Let's see.
Yes, he was.
All right.
I mean, some would say that's quite literally a picnic.
All right. The most hated of all the cakes, that, I think. That's horrible.
Yeah, but all cakes are welcome.
Yeah. Not Colin the Caterpillars.
I'm with Pete.
They're just really...
Top looks like a Colin the Caterpillar, by the way.
We used to eat them at my old radio station for whenever it was someone's birthday. They had like just boxes of them in cupboards, right?
Yes, yes.
And everyone would just chant, "Eat the face, eat the face."
Really?
"Eat the face." And they wouldn't stop until you ate the face.
Bloody hell.
So maybe that kind of connected.
Was Jordan Belfont in charge of you?
Very sort of
Chris Evans, Zoo Radio.
Yeah, definitely.
This wasn't on air, was it?
No, it wasn't.
Bring it all back, Jim. Let's do it all again.
To me, this game's got 0-0 written all over it. So if Bournemouth aren't trying, I don't know. And I think that would be enough.
I think a point for Everton would probably be enough to keep them in the league and to keep them in the English top flight, which they've been since 1952, 53. That's how big it would be if Everton went down.
Well, that would be huge, wouldn't it?
It would be huge. James Rodriguez has been speaking about his time at Everton this week, and he revealed the first conversation he had with Rafa Benitez, former Everton manager, of course, went like this. He said, on the first day, he told me, "Go away, you are 30 years old, and I want young people who have energy."
Oh, dear.
No mixed signals there.
Yeah, indeed. Rafa Benitez took to Twitter this week to congratulate another of his former clubs, Newcastle United, on securing Champions League football for next season. Of course, he tweeted, "Congratulations to all involved. Howdy the lads."
Howdy the lads.
Howdy boys.
You can see what's happened there.
He quickly deleted the tweet.
Oh, well, good.
Yeah,
I'm glad.
Yeah, there we are. All right, let's have a quick break.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. How's your social battery right now? We're nearly at the end of the Premier League season, so I'm pretty drained. So many tense matches, and some not so tense, as well as point deductions, a battle for the title, and teams on the brink of relegation. All that suspense has me needing a well-deserved break. With the year in full swing, it can be easy to get swept up in work, social engagements, even keeping up with all this football, and we can spread ourselves too thin. But with therapy, you can learn to prioritise your time and really recharge your batteries. It's helpful for learning how to set personal boundaries and empowering you to be the best version of yourself, because you should spend your time on your own terms. So, if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/ramble today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/ramble.
We won five. Can I finish speaking? Are you going to interrupt? Can I finish speaking? Okay, because I don't interrupt your question. Okay, so don't interrupt mine. Show some fucking respect. So, sorry for the language. Sorry, what was the question?
He'll be so annoyed about that. He'll be so annoyed about that.
Oh, dear.
Sorry, what were the question?
Just, it's thank you to everybody who tweeted me that. There's too many of you to reply to.
Shut up, please.
Yeah.
Now, what were you saying?
I just... what he should have done was... Look, do you know what? I'm not answering your question.
Yeah.
You go?
Yeah.
That's what he should have done.
Yeah.
He should have double-dooned.
Double-dooned.
Yeah.
Exactly.
But he just... no matter how hard he tries, he's still fizzer. and we love him for that. Yes, of course. Former England international... Phil Neville there. Speaking of England, Andy, the squad's been announced.
Woo.
The big one is Lewis Dunk has been handed his first England call-up in 5 years. Roberto De Zerbi called him one of the best five defenders in Europe earlier this year. And when someone says that, I want to know who the other four are.
Mm. Yeah.
You know what I mean? But I think people say this, though. Just, oh, he's in the top five. You kind of go, well, okay, let's see who you might have in there. And then, all right, top 10. And I don't think it might kind of go a bit expanded.
The thing is, everything's so clear in De Zerbi's mind. I think he, if you asked him that question, he would have replied to you with the other four before you got to the end of the question.
Do you think?
Yeah.
Blimey O'Reilly. Yeah. Well, I tell you what, Lewis Dunk, he's had a great season though, Andy. You can't deny.
Our
very own Jules Breach was delighted. She was delighted and also angry that he hadn't been called up before.
She's a very angry woman.
In general.
Yeah, I think about bloody time was... You know, my version of what she said, the response to that. But when speaking about Lewis Dunk, De Zerbi said, Dunk can't rest. Why? Dunk is from Brighton. He is a top player. Dunk is not human.
This sounds like a sort of fictional character speaking in the third person.
It does, doesn't it? Yeah.
It does a bit,
like,
yeah.
If you,
Dunk
if
can't sort of, rest. Why? Dunk is from Brighton. He is top player. Dunk is not human.
Yeah.
Dunk scared of light.
Yeah. It's a Dave Bautista character.
Dunk used to have a dog called Didier. After Didier Drogba, a big Chelsea fan.
Didier Dunk.
Didier Dunk the dog. That's Didier Dunk the dog.
That's disappointing to hear, isn't it?
Yeah.
Didier Drogba, surely?
Yeah, I was going to say, it's right there.
Drogba!
Right there.
Nightmare. Yeah. Yeah, I'm on the same page as you, Marcus.
Damn right. Yeah. And because you own a dog called Shola Amiobi.
I don't. Sammy Amiobi.
Oh, Sammy Amiobi, sorry.
Because we've got a dog called Lola, and we couldn't have Shola and Lola because they'd get confused.
Yeah.
Because they are thick. Dogs are thick.
Yeah. Okay.
Can dogs get an OBE?
That's a good point, actually. Has a dog ever had an OBE?
I hope so.
Pickles. Surely Pickles.
Pickles should have got an OBE. If you've not been listening for 30 years, we often used to talk about any of the Amiobis getting an OBE or an MBE. So you'd have Sammy Amiobi MBE, Shola Amiobi OBE.
OBE is the one you want.
I forget which way we did it.
OBE is the one you want.
I maintain that they should not be overlooked every year.
True enough. Are you happy for Lewis Dunk, though?
Delighted for Lewis Dunk, and I'm sure he'll be delighted to have got such a glowing appraisal of his reasons for being in the squad. I think it's very, very richly deserved, and it's also nice to see Southgate... acknowledge form as well.
Yeah. Is this Southgate's way out from under Harry Maguire?
Well, I was thinking about this. I think this has actually been a really good opportunity to not pick Harry Maguire, and I'm a little bit disappointed that he's not taking it.
He's always gonna be in there in the squad because England don't have a lot of choice at centre half, and also, you know, he knows the squad. He's been such a big player for Southgate. I understand why people, but he's one of those. Didn't he say he has got four captains? Was it Kane? Maguire, Sterling and Henderson,
I think, because
the comments about Sterling were interesting.
I understand that he's not that bothered about form, but there comes a point that if a player has not been in club form for so long, you simply cannot pick him anymore.
Yeah, it comes a point.
And even Southgate will have to accept that.
It comes to a point,
barely played.
Yeah, that's form, isn't it?
Well, I was going to say, it comes to a point when everybody else cares about the form. The players, the fans. I know what you're saying. I mean, the two games, of course, are against Malta and North Macedonia, the latter being a sterner test. But, I mean, you know, England will be heavy favourites for both games, of course.
I don't know. If I was an England centre-back, I would be gutted that Goran Pandev is no longer there to face up against.
But as Southgate said, you know, England have faced North Macedonia, or Macedonia as they were known at the time, twice at home and failed to beat them.
Right. Yeah.
So there's no sort of givens and guarantees. But again, they will be heavy favourites. And it's a nice couple of games for Southgate to...
potentially play a few players who don't normally get too much of a shout. And Eberechi Eze, with his first call-up, you think, surely he'll feature. I mean, he's been phenomenal for Palace under Roy Hodgson.
Yeah, brilliant.
And his story, he was on the verge of taking a part-time job at Tesco in 2016 after being released by Millwall. Now look at him. He's in the England
squad.
It's
a great story.
And securing Premier League survival for Crystal Palace. Although it seems odd to utter that sentence because it was such a formality, you know, a handful of games ago, of course. But he's been brilliant, Peter Donaldson. You cannot deny, and you must be very pleased for him being in the England squad.
I think whatever he chooses to do with his life, be it moving supermarket trolleys across a car park or shepherding the ball out for a throw-in.
Right. Is that what he's known for?
Excellent, that is. I'm trying to think of an analogy that would shepherding things around. Yeah. I don't know.
Shepherding the ball into the goal, you could
shepherding
have said.
The ball,
more
yeah.
of an impact.
Into the box, maybe.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay.
So moving the ball into the box.
Putting eggs into a basket.
Putting eggs into a basket.
Or onions into an onion bag, perhaps. But he's...
I mean, in a bag. That's why whenever I turn up the supermarket, I've got so many bags at home and I always forget them. Do you want a bag? And I go, yes, I don't want a bag. I've forgotten all the bags.
I know. Yeah.
Hopefully, we'll embrace this. It seems like stuff one into the top corner and go, oh, unexpected item in the fucking bagging area, keeper.
Yeah. Be funny if he shouted that, although I think it's probably unlikely. But
it's like ages to do.
He's like pushing his teammates away. You know when they do something to say?
Do my
you're written it on a t-shirt. Everyone's going, what? Bloody hell, man. And squint your eyes at that.
I feel like say about stock shrinkage.
Surely he'll feature Andy.
I hope so.
Southgate likes Southgate. I mean, I think he was maybe even being looked at for the last Euros squad.
We have seen exciting players being called up to the England squad for games in which it should be eminently possible for them to play, and they have not played and just sat there and done nothing on the bench.
Yep.
So until he gets on, I'm not getting excited.
Okay.
It's like when you're at the airport. You know how some people get excited when they're going on holiday?
You're going to pour cold water over that as well, Andy?
When they arrive at the airport.
Mini retirement?
I'm excited when the plane lands where I'm going rather than all the bit leading up to it.
Yeah, okay.
I think even if he gets a couple of minutes off the bench, every little helps.
Yeah.
There you go. There you are, you see. Jim, stop tempting me. We've got to get through other stuff. Shame they're not playing Iceland. But there we are. I think Eze's going to score against Malta.
I'd love to see him significant minutes because he has been brilliant.
Mm.
Yeah.
He could be a real asset.
Yeah. It's all thanks to Roy Hodgson, of course. Once again. Likely to stay on as Crystal Palace manager next season, by the way.
Yeah, he's going to train his assistant, isn't he?
Yeah.
Paddy McCarthy.
That normally doesn't go very well, does it?
No.
When someone trains an assistant, I'm thinking Stuart Pearce at England. I'm thinking John Carver.
It's better than publicly Gareth saying Keenan. We are... That went brilliantly. I think it's better than saying we're just buying time.
Mm-hmm.
We haven't got any other ideas at the moment.
I know. And Hodgson, did you see that interview he did with Gary Neville when they were going around the training ground and so on? He was just like, I feel young again around these players. I'm loving it. I was just like, go on, Roy, you gorgeous owl. He's recently spoke out, though, against news reports that Wilfried Zaha was annoyed at being subbed off earlier in the month. This month, and Roy told the press, and if you think Roy may be lacking a bit of bite and fire, he said, I think it's bad journalism. Hopefully you guys weren't responsible. One bastard was, that's for sure.
I love sweary Roy.
Yeah.
He's got it in him.
We'll
see more of this if this is to be his final season.
Roy's a proper, at times...
What is there to lose?
Yeah, at times he very much like exudes old school London gangster.
Yes.
But really avuncular a lot of the time. In fact, no, more like a granddad sort of vibes from Roy. I'm sure he won't like me saying that.
But there's a past.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah.
He's punched a policeman.
Yeah, the stuff you will never be allowed to know.
Yeah, exactly.
Mama's sworn she'll never tell you.
He said he worked in the post room, but yeah, how do you afford all this?
You know where that came out? You know that picture of him and Sammy Lee on the touch on at Liverpool?
Oh, yeah.
The greatest photograph ever taken.
Well, let's not take the piss here. All right. But anyway, Championship playoff final happens this weekend on Saturday. Coventry versus Luton. It is a big one. Both sides were in League Two together only five seasons ago. Luton, of course, trying to reach the Premier League for the first time. Relegated from the top flight they were the season before the start of the Premier League in 1992. It would be such a story if Luton can do it. And honing in on one of their players, Pelly Ruddock Mpanzu, he would become the first player to go all the way from the National League to the Premier League with the same club.
Nice.
That's stunning stuff.
Amazing. That's a lovely thing.
That really is quite
cool. Really also loads of yeah. fun. Yeah. So that would be doubly excellent.
It would.
But, you know, whoever gets up in this, from a neutral's perspective, it's...
Well, I think it's generational, though, because like, I was talking to producer Finn yesterday, and he was saying that he really wanted Luton to go in because obviously the size of the squad and size of the stadium, etc.
And for Pelly Ruddock's sake.
But like, our generation, Coventry, kind of a Premier League concern.
Yeah, well, there is that. For a long
Detective
time.
Corby Jones and Peter Rundlove and all that stuff.
Gary like, McAllister. All that.
It's bit, another Nottingham Forest for me.
It is
and,
a bit.
And they've got Mike Ashley so to deal with as well.
There
so,
you go. And Richard Keys is one of their fans.
Keys,
yeah. So they are doing it all against the odds.
Yeah. No, you're right. I think, I mean, Coventry were last in the Premier League in 2001, and I remember thinking, "All oh, right, I thought they were the side who would just never got relegated." But they've had a shocking time in the last few years. Yeah. So again,
they've been homeless relatively recently.
Yeah. So you've got it would be amazing for both. But I do think there's more romance with Luton. It would be a shame for
you. Wouldn't say that if you paid to get into their away end.
Very true.
Come on, Cov.
And quite clearly, Mpanzu, if they do win the game, he will be on loan in a Championship side next season, I would imagine. On Sunday, Carlisle United take on Stockport County in the League Two playoff final.
So, and Andy's got Andy's nailed his colours to the mast.
On all of these, I think I...
You hate Carlisle.
I want Stockport to get promoted simply because with Hartlepool's relegation, Carlisle's my nearest away game if they stay in League Two.
Well, my old Saturday side when I lived in Edinburgh used to wear Carlisle United tops, so... You know, that means nothing to me now. I will cheer for the winner.
Carlisle use the same kind of slang and have similar accents to Hartlepool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Jim loves cars, and that's in the title. Sure. So there you go. But of course, we have to wait until Monday for Barnsley versus Sheffield Wednesday in the League One playoff.
You're going to nail your colours to the mast for that, Marcus?
I think I already have, Andy. We're all Wednesday fans, unless we're Barnsley fans for that one. So, yep, playoffs are here, baby. That means there's sunshine and good times ahead. Right, everybody, it's time for Betfair's Popular Bet Builder. Select from the most popular pre-made football bet builders using Betfair's handy app, and you can add them to your bet slip in just one tap. It's our final bet of the Premier League season, and so we're finishing with the big one on Sunday, Leeds versus Spurs. Andy, over to you.
Well, I'm going to go for Harry Kane to score any time.
Absolutely.
I think Luke recently coined perhaps, as well as edging on the Premier League all-time goal-scoring records, he's already at Premier League all-time consolation goals.
Yeah.
I think he probably is.
Damn right.
Jimmy. And he's going to add another one.
Jimmy.
I'm going to go for Emerson Royal to commit two or more fouls, and I base that on having watched him play.
It's a wise choice. Peter.
Yeah. I'm going to go for over 2.5 goals, mainly because if you look at Spurs, is a goal against 62,
yep.
And you look at Leeds, goal against, it's 74. So yeah. I think there'll probably be a few in this one.
Leaky. Yeah, Spurs. Yeah.
How many times has someone looked at the lead team? Spurs.
They've conceded more goals than Everton this year.
It's good stuff.
I'm going to go for Leeds to win because of the Big Sam factor. So there we are. Harry Kane to score any time. Emerson Royal to commit two or more fouls. Over 2.5 goals. Leeds to win. And that is our bet. So a £5 bet with Betfair on that popular bet builder returns £97.63. And if we win all that money, we'll go to Prostate Cancer UK. This is, of course, exclusive to Betfair Sportsbook. T's and C's apply. You've got to be over 18 to get involved. And for more information on responsible gambling, head to begambleaware.org.
Let's have a bit of this then.
Dean Smith also says you're an encyclopedia of football.
A what?
An encyclopedia of football.
I don't know what that means.
It's a little bit rude. A what? Oh dear. Right, it's time for Jack's Encyclopedia. Simple game of categories. I'm going to give you a category. All you need to do is give me an answer that fits into that category. But if you go too slow, you're going to hear Gary Neville having a moment.
Yeah.
A mini moment.
He wasn't having a retirement
he
then, was he?
Retirement then, no.
He was very much on.
Yeah, indeed. All right, we're going to kick things off with you, Jim, if that's all right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Everton managers since David Moyes left the job in 2013,
ooh,
including caretakers.
Including caretakers.
Everton managers since David Moyes left the job in 2013, including caretakers. You want to kick things off with Sean Dyche. That is correct, Jim. Marcus?
Roberto Martinez.
Roberto Martinez, correct.
Rafa Benitez.
Rafa Benitez, correct.
Lovely. Frank Lampard.
Frankie Lampard. Marcus?
Marco Silva.
Correct, Marcus Silva.
Better get the fucking answers. Duncan Ferguson.
Lovely.
Sam Allardyce.
Yes. Ooh, running out. Only got three left. Marcus?
Am I going mad? Ronald Koeman. It's
very good.
Very good.
Ooh.
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 It's Torres to give Chelsea a place in the Champions League.
Has anyone ever got an answer from this position?
Yes.
From full goalgasm? I haven't.
I haven't, and I'm not going to. Jim, do you want to kick us off with another round?
Yeah, Carlo Ancelotti. Oh my goodness, I've forgotten him. And I'll go for David Unsworth.
Oh, it's a full, it's a big old draw. Well done, guys. Nobody gets anything.
Surely Jim and I get a
all right,
point.
You could both get points.
Thank God.
You have your stinking points. Fine. All right. Round number two, we're going to kick things off with you, Marcus, if that's all right with you. Mm. Teams that competed in the first ever Premier League season. There are 22 teams, and I want to hear from Neil about them.
Oh, right. Okay. First ever Premier League season, I'll go for Manchester United.
Thanks, Marcus.
No problem.
Thanks.
I thought you were going to say Wimbledon and I was going to hit you.
Yeah.
Don't hit me.
Correct.
Arsenal. Nottingham Forest.
Nottingham Forest.
Oldham Athletic.
Oldham Athletic.
Ah, that was the one.
Or...
Leeds.
Leeds.
Everton.
Everton.
As Andy Gray would say, Coventry.
Mm. Correct.
Aston Villa.
Aston Villa. Correct.
Liverpool.
Yep.
It's Torres to give Chelsea.
Oh, but why have you got to play this goddamn fucking. Oh, my God.
South London Andy came out there.
Could have gone with MK Dons. technically. Jim?
Spurs.
Spurs.
Surely West Ham.
West Ham.
West Ham.
West Ham. West Ham.
Not. Oh,
nope.
Silly me. Chelsea.
Chelsea. Well done. Well done.
Damn it all.
That's a win to you.
Swindon and Norwich in there?
Got Blackburn, Crystal Palace, Ipswich, Man City, Middlesbrough, Norwich City, QPR, Norwich. Sheffield United, Sheffield Wednesday, and Southampton.
Oh, there you are. Because there was
two
an
Sheffield
extra...
clubs, yeah.
Well, I didn't think Wednesday were. I thought
no.
Were. Yeah. 22 teams then as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well played, Jimbo. Yeah. Well played.
Lovely. All right. Round number three. We're going to kick things off with Andy. Players that have played in every game for their club this season, including appearances from the bench. There are 24 players.
That's a good one.
Have a think about the sort of positions that would warrant that kind of performance. And let's kick off with you, Andy.
David De Gea.
That is correct. He has done exactly that.
Bukayo Saka.
Oh, nice. I like it.
Ooh.
Marcus, you look horrified.
Let's go for... It's Martin Odegaard.
Oh.
Bollocks.
Bollocks.
I'm out.
You're out.
Need you to win this, Andy. no, I can't. Jim's got an unassailable lead.
Rodri.
It's Torres. Oh.
Unlucky. Huh. Unlucky.
I'm going to go for Mo Salah.
Oh, yes, please. Well done, Jimothy. I think that means that...
Jim Campbell
impressive.
Wins!
That was
flawless victory.
Very good. He won every round, didn't
he? Did. Flawless victory.
Yeah. Was Matt Leno one of those players?
That's him. We had Ramsdale, Iwobi, Alisson, Ben White, Brennan Johnson, Mbeumo, Saka, as you said, Dan Byrne. Big Dan Byrne.
Big Dan
Love
Byrne.
That. David Ahir, David Rea, Eze, Buendia, Konsa. Gabriel Magalhaes, Harry Kane, James Tarkowski, James Ward-Prowse, Jared Bourne, Jordan Ayew, Kieran Trippier, the Tripman, Matthias Jensen, Mohamed Salah, Nick Pope and Wissa as well. Oh. I thought Trippier had a couple of games out.
Oh, Nick Pope was suspended for the League Cup, wasn't he?
He was.
I was confused by seeing Loris Karius's handsomeness at quite close range on Monday night.
Well, that's fair. What it was. He's a lovely looking
good
lad.
Win for Jimbo. Good win well for Jimbo.
Bravo, Jim.
Well done, Jimbo.
Good day for me.
Yeah.
Good day.
Very good day for you and your fancy football kit.
Yeah, Marcus very kindly gifted me my favourite shirt in the history of world football ever because he's got a connection somewhere.
Don't tell him how I got it.
Puma's UNAM.
My children have no future, but I'm glad you're happy.
Yeah. And also, the thing is, it's a little bit too small, which makes me look a bit paunchy, but there's a massive Puma's head over the paunch, so you can't tell.
Exactly.
Little tip for you there, everyone. Jim looks magnificent in it, by the way.
He does,
magnificent.
Get a big Puma's head on your belly and it'll solve that.
What, tattoo? Exactly.
Unless you're contracted to Adidas or Nike or the others.
Indeed.
Yeah, exactly.
Not that sort of Puma, but still.
Oh, okay. thank you very much for listening to the Football Ramble preview show sponsored by Betfair, part of the Acast Creator Network. Do follow us on Twitter, TikTok, YouTube and Instagram at Football Ramble. And didn't forget to subscribe on your podcast app. It's the bloody weekend. The gate is open. Don't stop the party, as Pitbull once said. They're the keys. The party does stop on very late Sunday. Get yourself back in on Monday.
No, it doesn't.
Back
it starts on Monday.
So it goes
on
all the way
night.
Through. Of course it does. Not for us. We work on a Monday, but you've got to think about the masses, Jim, as we do. So yes, you're all right then. Monday night. There you go. We'll see you there.
Yes. I like it when he falls to bits.
And by the way, I should say that if you are around the sort of London area,
right,
there's apparently a McDonald's ferry going around. Jim Campbell.
Yeah, I was coming home from a thing I was doing in Upminster, back in the old country where I grew up. I came out of Highbury and Islington Station quite late.
So you could say this is East London. Running. This is sort of North East London.
So Essex, East London, hinterland. Yeah. And I came out of the station and I saw this bike zoom past. I was like, I know that cardigan. And it was one Pete Donaldson with a little basket full of McDonald's. It's like, he doesn't live in London anymore. What's happening here? And you were popping wheelies for a laugh.
I miss
you were
my train.
Around.
I'm wearing a shirt I found in the office.
Again, this happens. People often think we make stories up about Peter. That happened.
You come out of a tube station, there he is.
Shouldn't have been on the pavement.
He might as well have been going.
I was going super fast.
You were going super
fast.
I was having a good time.
I was having a lovely time.
Were you wearing a scientist's lab jacket like I was wearing when I did the bacon round? Is that McDonald's round? What is he just chucking out McNuggets to people? There you are, son. Have a lovely evening. Marvellous stuff. So, so look out for Pete, a.k.a. the McDonald's fairy. Yeah. Have a wonderful weekend. Enjoy the football. We'll see you on Monday.
Bye-bye.
The Football Ramble is a Stack production and part of the Acast Creator Network.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that?
I can't even remember.
Yeah, you do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
I actually got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly. Seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad would say something like, have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know. I know my way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.